Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Cassandra. I have a very special guest on the show today. Her name is Molly, and I want everyone just to meet Molly Fuller. She's a psychic medium. She's a universal white time healer and channel for a collective of ascended masters. She's guided by the voice of the enlightened one. And now, when you come here, I have a lot of people in the queue already. I want you to hear how Molly uses this information, because she has agreed to give messages for those who have called in. And she uses this information to help you awaken. And that's the wonderful part of it, because this is what we're here to do. We're here to help you along your path, and those who have called in or who are listening to the show or the archives, you're searching for something. So when you're searching, you're going to find this is just the way the universe works. Okay? So all of the things that I am going to ask Molly really quickly, because we have a lot of callers. And callers, please, if you have a specific question, keep it very short and precise, and Molly will give you the answer. If you don't, then if you just want a message from the channel, from her guides, then let me know so we can get this going. But I just wanted to say, first off, Molly, thank you so much. I've known you for a while now. And you coming into the channeling arena is very exciting. So when you see this, I mean, how often do you, do this channeling now?
Well, hi. I want to say hi to everybody listening. I'm really excited to be here. For the last maybe 8 years or so, I've come out in the open as a psychic medium, been doing readings for a little while, and it was the beginning of December that I was actually doing a reading, and I felt a presence in the room, and I heard the name Enlightened One, and I never worked with any being called the Enlightened One, so I kind of asked, well, why are you here? What are you, is there anything I could do for you, basically? And the friend that I was reading for was actually recording the reading. So immediately he started speaking through me, and this lasted for an hour and a half and gave me a lot of information within that time. So since then, I have been channeling him and a few of the Ascended Masters that he is associated with.
Well, I always tell people that when you start reading, when you start doing psychic readings, you can't help but develop other things, other gifts, and also to open yourself up and have other beings come through you, whether they're your guides, they're your angels, they're your ETs, it doesn't matter. It's just you're opening yourself up for these benevolent beings to come through to help the person that you're reading for. And that's the great joy about it. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know about this, but I'm giving you this answer. I'm giving you this message, and this is the greatest thing. And you've been doing this about 8 years?
Well, I've done it all my life, except that in about 8 years ago, I decided to actually come out to the public. I had a metaphysical friend of mine that actually got me out, and as I was like a closet psychic for the longest time. but I would also say that a lot of it during the healing sessions, I was doing a lot of automatic writing. So I was used to getting messages through automatic writing during my healing sessions. So I was told by the Enlightenment that this was preparing me for the channeling. So It's funny, because I never in my mind said, well, I want to start channeling. That never even occurred to me. So it's not an accident, but it was something that I was leading up to by my guides and my angels.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when mine all came through by an accident. I was in a car accident and died. You didn't have to do that.
Yes, I heard your story.
You know, you were. What do you think your mission is?
Well, my mission, myself, firstly, the way that I looked at it was that I was here to help people, help heal them, give them their messages. But then I realized that with the channeling, that is actually an added mission of wakening people up to their true God self. A lot of people forget that part. And once they understand who they really are, then they can basically manifest their heart's desire and actually have heaven on earth.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is extremely important. This is something that people can actually tap into. And, you know, as channels, we help them to do this. It's like, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what's coming for you. Or this is how you need to resolve this in order to ascend, you know, raise your vibrations, whatever you're doing. So
exactly. This
helps people. And that's the whole thing about any kind of psychic work, you know, whether you're doing readings or you're channeling. It's all about helping you first and then helping someone else. So how has this helped you, my dear?
Well, it has actually created me a more peace of mind, I would say, and helped me to trust myself more. It helps me understand who I am. And I had to learn that lesson myself to incorporate their information that was coming through. So, you know, it was like I was a teacher and the student all at once. So I am so grateful for, you know, him choosing me for this mission. And I'm looking forward to what else he has in store for me. Because he's very amazing, has lots of spiritual insights.
When you basically had on-the-job training, so you were a teacher and a student at the same time. So the crash course was delivered, and you're like, hey, I'm ready for it, because as you know as well as I do, we don't have to do this. We don't have to, you know, go any further. But we all have a mission, and when we come here, this is one of the things that, you know, we could say, okay, this is what I'm going to do or I'm not going to do. And I'm so glad you decided to do it. And the callers that we have online, I bet, are glad too, because right now I have six people in the queue. So I'm going to go to them. And Molly had said at the beginning of the show that sometimes her guide goes a little long, so we're going to keep these answers pretty short. I'll let you know, Molly, when we're done, and then I'm just going to be like your moderator here, all right? So
everyone in the
queue, please have a specific question, and we will go to area code 805. Area code 805, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have two little questions. I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better and if I was going to meet somebody. If, you know, I would like to have a companion. Yeah.
Now, do you want me to answer as my psychic self, or would you like the enlightened one to come in for you?
Whatever you like, whatever you feel is best.
Okay. I'm going to have him come through because he has a lot to say. So give me a minute. He comes in on a breath. So give me one
Thank
second.
You.
Yeah. Greetings. I am excited and very excited to be here in the presence of these beautiful, wonderful light workers here that have taken their time and their energy to interact with me. So let's get the show on the road. I'm very excited. So your question is regarding what we say, a companion, correct?
Yes. I'd like to get married even at this point.
Well, Well, my dear, I want to extend to you that there have been many in the wings and many opportunities for you to have this happen to you at a very, let's say, in the sense of maybe church. Do you go to church quite often, my dear?
No.
Well, put yourself in areas of good frequency people. Let it be church or a spiritual church. Allow yourself to put your placement is very important, especially when we're seeking a partner. There have been many opportunities, but you have lacked some of your insecurities actually are getting in the way of this. Allow yourself just to be in the flow of things. Do not overthink the companion thing, and it will flow automatically to you. Yes, there is one in the wings, my dear, very high spiritual person, but you will find this person in the church or spiritual aspect of your life. So put yourself out there. That's all it takes, and I guarantee you, you will find a companion for you with a very high vibration, I may add. Now, as financial, let me dig deep a little bit in that really quickly. I don't see very great changes in the financial aspect. They're saying you can move some of your monies into some investments. And some of these investments feel very related to, let's say, land ownership in some way or another. But this would be with another co-partner, if you understand this.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Now we will be going to area code 352. And you're on the air.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
My channel is wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, lady. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let you know, in case you weren't aware with your settings there for the show, you were on open mic before the show started. But,
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please? That did not come in very clearly.
Oh, okay.
That was
Hold
just
on.
For
me.
Is that better?
Yeah, go ahead. And if you have a question for her.
Okay. I was wondering if you can just give me, do you need a specific question or a general, like the most important message I need right now? Do you have a specific insight you're picking up on for me? I have concerns about a situation with, like, paperwork and stuff that I'm pushing back and forth just regarding an important situation.
I'm picking up, and I will tell you, a legal matter.
Mm-hmm.
The legal matter pertains to a few areas in your life that I see. But I would tell you that be very careful of who you have to draw up this paperwork, because there are many people who are out there, let's say lawyers or their assistants, that don't always have your best interest in heart. So I say on to you that you be very careful who you choose and who you work with in these endeavors. Does this make sense?
Yes, I already have. I had had to fire the first attorney, and I have a very good one right now that's handling the case for me.
Okay. Now, I would work directly for the lawyer and not the assistant. You need firsthand information from the lawyer himself. Do not allow his assistants to do his work for them because they're not very thorough. Does this make sense? And believe me, dear, this is very important for a very, let's say, good outcome in the process. And I will tell you, there will be a very good outcome for you. Just be very vigilant and faithful in this. Request the assistance of Archangel Michael and your guides and angels to help you with this. Does this make sense?
Yes. And this, do you have any idea how much longer it'll take for this to all get resolved. I'm hoping for, you know, an agreement for mediation settlement from the other party.
Yes, it will pass through the summer and turning into the fall months of this year. You will have an answer. There may be some negotiations with that answer, but I think you're going to be very happy with that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it keeps.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like it keeps getting extended. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful message. Thank you.
Okay, now we are going to go to area code 212. Are you there, caller?
Yes, hi. This is Bryn, B-R-Y-N. And I'd like to know just if I can get a message, if that's possible.
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you for calling, for you were guided by your guides and angels to do so. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I do feel that, yeah, sure.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. This has been in the works maybe about 3 days ago. They said, oh, you need to call in, because your guides and angels are very anxious to speak with you. You are very psychic. You have a lot of information that comes through you very psychically. You have the knowledge and the knowing, but you haven't been paying attention. This is what they're saying. So they want you to meditate, do more of a meditation, start tapping into your guides and angels, and there's many messages, especially a feeling, for there was an incident in your early years of your life that needs healing. Does this make sense?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Yes, yes, and some of that energy is still within you. Your guides and angels have been working with you in this aspect. So if you allow yourself just to calm your mind, listen to the loving thoughts your guides and angels are giving you, this will help heal a lot of the energy within in your body at this moment. Do you have a specific question?
No, that was pretty much it. I have been talking to my father on the other side. My dad had passed on. My mother just passed on Wednesday, April 18th. And so I've been actually meditating and speaking to my father and checking in on my mother and getting some messages that way.
That's wonderful. I want to say onto you that do realize the passing of your mother, that you will experience the grief process. Allow the grief process to follow through. Do not try to stop this process. It's very important for the healing aspect. But I do want to say on to you that your parents are both together and very happy that you are listening to their insights and love. They're guiding you from the other side. They want you to know that. And they do come to you during your dream state, and they have come together. Are you aware of this, my son?
I haven't had any dreams lately that I remember, but I'm sure they probably in there somewhere, but I haven't been remembering my dreams lately.
Well, my dear son, I say unto you, you shall remember.
Okay. All right.
And you know, they generate much love energy onto you to help you with the grief process. Once the grief process is over, this will allow you to even tap into more of their presence. So do know that they are both together and they're sending you many divine messages. Your mother is saying, look into the stars, look into the sky, for I will send you a sign.
Okay. Well, I hope I can see the stars since I live in New York City. It's such a bright city. I can't see the stars, but I
can
see the moon.
Dear one, they can create magic. If there's
okay.
No stars in the sky, they can create their own stars in the sky.
Okay. I will look for that.
Thank you
All
so
right.
much,
yeah.
Bryn.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. And we have area code 646 now.
Can you come here?
Area code 646.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Hello.
I'm good. Do you have a question for Molly?
Yes, I do. So I'm in the process of thinking about getting my certificate to become a personal trainer, just as a hobby or as a second job. Just wanted to know if it would be a good time, hopefully by fall, to take this class, or should I start after the new year?
There is no reason to put this endeavor off, because this is something that you have been wanting to do for quite some time. Am I correct on that?
Yes, it has been, yes.
So why put this off? This is something that would bring you joy onto your life. Not only
okay.
the act of doing something that you love, but it's going to give you the opportunity to meet like people, and actually you're going to evolve into, let's say, other things that is going to be incorporated with the health, let's say in the form of vitamins or in that life. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to hear you because the phone, we have a bad connection. What's your question?
I say unto you that this will extend into something else. You'll be involved in, let's
oh.
say, a vitamin sales or pursuing maybe a, what would say internet information, a website where you'll be actually selling nutritional items. This is going to extend into that. So.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
Good question.
You're on your path.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Okay, and we have area code 860. Do you have a question for Molly?
Hi, yes, I do. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was wondering if I'm going to meet somebody, a quality partner, soon.
Yes. I will tell you, there's always somebody for everybody. But what needs to take place is love for thyself first. When you incorporate love for thyself first, everything seems to fall in place at a magical rate. So I'm saying on to you, accept yourself, your gifts, define who you are and what you want in a relationship. This is very important because you have been,
yes.
and I hate to use the word, very, very scattered on what you want and what you're willing to accept in a relationship. Once you define this, this will raise your vibration. And once your vibration is raised, and what will happen is that the universe will send the same vibration onto you, which will create a partner with a more higher vibration than you are normally been associating yourself with, because you have been choosing not your highest good, but lower in the relationship aspect. So this is why I say, raise your vibration, love thyself, and this is what you will achieve for yourself tenfold.
Yeah, well, you know, I've done that. I don't know if you could feel my vibration. I've done a lot of work on myself, and I've never felt better. So I don't know what else you could say.
But my dear, what I want to say on to you, when we love ourselves, it's not work. Does this make sense? It's a feeling. It becomes very natural. Allow this to be very natural. Let's allow this to be a part of your life, a knowing from deep within. Just allow that energy to be maintained in your body at all times, and remember your divine connection to God. And this will allow the energy of self-love to be maintained into your body, which will create a companion with the same high vibration, just like the other caller that we had spoken to earlier.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
thank you for calling in. Okay, well, believe it or not, we have about 5 minutes left.
Oh,
so,
my goodness gracious. Things have just run away, but I'm very excited to have come forward for the few times and minutes that we have been able to together. But I may ask Cassandra real quickly, is there a question for me?
Is there a question for you from me?
Yes.
Yes, a situation regarding a home I have for sale. When will it sell?
Not very soon, and I know you don't want to hear that, but it's not very soon. The area that you're in is a very slow-paced for, let's say, buying a property in that area. But I say unto you that we're looking at the end of the year and possibly running over to the next year. But call forth the energy of Ganesh, and Ganesh will help you with this to accelerate that sale of your property. Believe me, dear, Ganesh can move mountains.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'm going to release, and so we may speak to my channel. So I am grateful for this opportunity. And I send my love and gratitude, and I honor each and every one of you from this side and always be with you. So be it, and so it is. Thank you.
Oh, don't you feel energized after you do that?
Oh, yeah, I feel really good, but I feel like I took a little nap. So I'm hoping everybody was satisfied with the answers, and it's a shame that we had run out so much time because I was really enjoying myself, and I think he was too.
Well, with the amount of time, it's about 2.5 minutes. Give people information about how to reach you.
Okay. My email is Miss Molly, and that is MISSMOLLY, all small letters, underscore 444. At yahoo.com. My phone number is 623-695-3828. I also do online readings through FaceTime. So if anybody is interested in that, that'd be wonderful. I can also channel over the internet too. So that has been very fulfilling also. So
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have a an office, or are you working out of Phoenix, or what?
At this very moment, I'm working out of my home, so I'm hoping that that will change soon.
Okay. So, people can call you to set up an appointment. They can get a hold of you. You know how that works. When they're supposed to get a hold of you, they do.
Exactly.
So everything works the way it's supposed to, and
exactly.
You know, we just look at it like that and then go from there. So last words, my dear? Do you have anything to say to the callers or the listeners?
Well, one thing I know the Enlightenment stress, you know, is love thyself, because when we love ourselves, we choose higher, we make better decisions for ourselves, we don't feel isolated or alone, and there is a true connection of God within ourselves. You know, believe this to your full heart, because it is what motivates us and empowers us, this knowledge. So I think this is something that's very important, that the Enlightened One stresses at all times.
Do you think that is the Enlightened One an ET, or is he a guide, or does it matter?
Actually, he has described himself as a Lemurian warrior king. And
okay.
He is a voice, he's a voice of a collective ascended master, so... during our short time, didn't give enough time for maybe allow another Ascended Master to come through. So maybe another time that will happen. But he actually has, give me, let him see him in the physical. So I've seen him.
Okay.
Once.
Perfect. That's all you need to see. So
exactly.
Thank you so much, Molly, for being on the show today.
Well, I want to thank you, and I really appreciate this. So, Cassandra, I honor you for all you do also, because you yourself are a very enlightened being with a mission also. So
thank you.
I want to give regards to you too also.
Thank you so much.